Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
It's Greenland, like being Amish, but with more ice.
Bye.
Nation.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
By the way, I got another hockey name for you. What? How about this? The Utah Uglies.
Would you like that?
Yes.
Because then you go out, hey, what are you doing tonight? You watching the Uglies bump? Oh, we're bumping the Uglies.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach?
No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
How are you? How you doing over there, Teddy?
Oh.
Doing good, Mike.
All right. Thanks, Ted. Got a big program
Ted,
today.
That was up there a little bit. You were real happy to be here. You're doing really good. I mean.
Good job, Ted.
About as good as you can do.
Yeah.
I got to start the. Well, get into the stuff, say the things, and then I got to
say the things.
I got to start us off with I have a question for you.
Degenerate T-Bone is coming up at 4:48. It is Name That Hole Thursday. You can tweet us at Man and Bone 971. You can text the burner phone 614-787-3093.
All right. So here's my question.
Yeah.
Are you aware of the man who bought half a wheel of Parmesan cheese who has kind of broken the internet?
No.
In the last couple of days. Okay.
Although it is my dream to buy an entire wheel
okay.
of cheese.
So this guy, it's on TikTok is where this got posted initially. I saw it on Twitter, but the TikTok handle is at Deity Artistry. So let him live, whatever. This got retweeted a bunch in the last 24 hours. He was trying to call his wife and find out if it would be okay if he made a physical size large purchase, not an expensive purchase. He ended up buying a wheel of cheese, not a full wheel of Parmesan, half a wheel, and it's wrapped up in plastic. So it's got the, you know,
that
the
would be also an expensive purchase.
You would think, but the reason he bought it sight unseen and without really telling his wife was because somehow, some way, it was marked at wherever he was shopping at $11.
Now that's counterfeit.
Okay.
Come on, that's fake
parm. So he said, I don't know what it is, but he brings it in and looking at it there online, it looks real. Now, I don't know. Maybe it will give him like a horrible.
Up?
Yeah, I got the video right here. You can see a video of the guy carrying this thing around. I mean, he's got it here. He's explaining to his wife. She's like, why did you buy this? He's like, I couldn't pass up the deal. It was too good. You didn't answer the phone. I had to buy it. So they go and put it on the scale and eventually find out. He said it probably weighs 10 or 20 pounds. Turns out it's 40 pounds of cheese.
No, that actually looks real.
That's what I thought.
He got that at Dear Dutchman with the turkey.
So, him and my wife just ripped someone off bad.
You come in.
Yep.
Was it after Thanksgiving? It must have been after Thanksgiving.
It was, because she got this the day before Thanksgiving, and when she brought it in, I'm like, "What? Where's all this food?
How was your holiday? Oh, okay, we bought turkey from Der Dutchman. We bought it already cooked, mm-hmm. you know, and my wife got like, you know, what did you say?
10 pounds.
10 pounds of turkey for $7.
No, she paid, I think it was under $20, and we got 10 pounds of turkey, and I
cooked,
prepared, already shredded up. It's just in the tin. Like in the little disposable aluminum tray, wrapped up with foil. And I said, when she brought it in, I said, how did you get 10 pounds of turkey?
No way.
And she goes, I don't know. That's just what the deal was. I said, honey, I think they gave you the wrong thing.
They had a public Amish stoning outside of the Der Dutchman.
Well, she showed me the piece of marketing that she clicked on that took her to the site for this deal. And it did say it right on there, 10 pounds of turkey for this price. So she bought the 10 pounds of turkey, thinking, well, maybe they did this because it's not like it's already prepared, but it's not a full bird shape. It was just all.
That's even better.
I know.
It's all done for you.
You don't have to carve it or anything. So we went back like a day later on the website. That special was long gone. And yeah. I think someone must have got fired. But yeah, let me ask
That's
you.
That's what happened here.
I don't think I even have to ask this question. I think most people on this show, I think most people in our audience would make the same decision. If you saw a half of a wheel of Parmesan cheese for that price, it's an instant buy, right?
Oh, I mean, absolutely it is.
There's no question. I'm buying it. We don't even eat, I mean.
Hey, Teddy.
Kids eat a little bit of that stuff, but
yes. Can I trouble you to make a phone call?
Okay.
Can you call over to Vincenzo's, the Italian market, right off of Sawmill Road? Because they've got the big wheel.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
And I want to know, if I were to buy half of it from them, what would they charge me for it?
It's got to be hundreds of dollars, right?
Yeah.
Has to
be.
And his wife, or girlfriend, whoever this is that's with him, she is saying, where are we going to put that? And I'm thinking, you're asking the wrong question. Is there more? Can we go back and get another half a wheel?
Kitchen table centerpiece. That does not have to be refrigerated.
No, that's beautiful.
Yes.
You've got Parmesan cheese for a year.
That's a piece of furniture now.
Oh my gosh. It's a conversation starter when you have people over.
$11.
Yeah, or whatever. It was some price that was absurd. It was very cheap.
I have told Samantha when she graduates from high school, I am having a graduation party. I'm getting an entire wheel of Parmigiano Reggiano.
From, right, the real one.
Yes, the real
full
one.
With the stuff.
If it falls on you, it kills you. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It was a dad and his son working the night shift at one of these, you know, warehouses that store the Parmesan cheese.
Thousands of these blocks of cheese.
And they're working the night shift, and it just shelves and shelves of these thousands of pounds of cheese. And so the son goes out to get something. I don't know, to run an errand.
Right.
And as he's leaving, he hears a giant crash.
Oh.
Goes back in, one of the shelves completely collapsed. His father, trapped underneath the wheels of cheese, died.
Yeah. Tragic. Horrible.
And the question I had is, as sad as that is, what do they do with all the cheese?
Right.
Do they throw the cheese out or they mark it down? Maybe this was the cheese.
Maybe that's how this guy got the deal.
Fell on the guy and killed him because it's dead murder cheese.
I was going to say the dead murder cheese that he got on special. He didn't ask any questions. It's wrapped up. I'm sure they, you know, it's got that casing on it. You're not, you know, just don't eat that.
Well, that's the cheese.
Oh, the outside is cheese,
too? The outside is cheese, but it's been aged.
Oh.
I mean, technically, the outside is edible, but it's been exposed
to
air.
It's the rind.
For however old your cheese is. Two years, 3 years.
I know some of the cheeses, there's like a wax coating. I didn't know
that's not wax.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, when you're done with that, you don't want to eat the hard outer cheese rind. You put it in tomato sauce and let it simmer.
Oh, sure.
And then it all the umami
melts
down in the sauce.
That's probably, that's got to be so good. Yeah, I now want a giant block of cheese.
Look at Teddy over there making a call.
That is, he's doing the right thing.
He's calling them up.
We're going to find out how much it costs to get a block of cheese. Let me tell you, if it's not too unreasonable, maybe we get one for the studio here.
Just a whole other half.
You know, we got to open it up. Obviously, that's a process, by the way. Have you ever seen I know you have.
Oh, yeah, there's a special way to open it.
If people haven't seen those videos where the cheesemongers that have to do, they know what they're doing.
It's like the scene in The Omen when he's got to stab them the right way on the altar. You got to crack that cheese wheel open just the right way.
Ah, yes. I've watched your satanic propaganda. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've watched it. No, but that like because they have like little metal wedge thingies that they stab in there. Then the one's on one side. And they got another on the other
side.
You
don't just take a knife and just start slicing.
You
couldn't do it.
Well, and it won't. It makes, doesn't it, like pop open kind of when you first break it? Yeah, or whatever they call that.
All the crystals and
crystals.
If it's aged well, it's got the salt crystals.
Oh, you get salt crystals.
Oh,
I didn't know that. I've never.
So delicious.
Let me tell you.
You know what? I got a 3-year wedge at home.
Do you really?
I'm going to cut you off a little piece. I'm going to bring it for you tomorrow.
I will do that. I got to up the cheese game. I've never done any, like, brie. Never done
it.
I'm
not a brie guy. Kristen loves brie.
I've never done, like, a charcuterie board with all the different, you know, like, apricot jam. Apricot jam? Whichever way you say it.
Whatever you like.
I feel like they'll
say apricot.
How you say that word and the mountain range in the eastern United States. Appalachian? You can't say apricot and Appalachian. There's no way.
Appalachian.
Well, you either say apricot and Appalachian or apricot and Appalachian.
Bo Bishop calls them hills.
Oh, yeah.
Those aren't mountains. I'll show you mountains.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Millions of years ago, then things were banging.
Oh, absolutely.
That was Everest back. Everest would be like, oh, my God, look at that. That's like, yeah.
Teddy's on hold.
They got a lot of people
They're
calling about
busy
cheese.
Over there.
Yeah, they got a lot of people calling about cheese.
They're slicing up meats.
All right. I'm just telling you, if you're out, if whether you are the spouse who likes cheese or does not like cheese, I hope you both like cheese in your relationship if you can eat it. I know some people can't. But if you are the spouse that is maybe not as cheese forward as your other spouse, and then they go out and they find half a round of Parmesan Reggiano cheese, you don't get mad when they bring that home, as long as it was reasonably priced. And if
it's $11.
Yeah, whatever. It was under like $20, whatever this guy paid. So if I'm wrong on the internet, it's something like that. But it was an absurd deal, a ridiculous deal.
Teddy, what'd you find out?
All right. So the a full wheel is approximately like 90 pounds, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And he said it would be $14.99 a pound. For
so we're talking.
If you're looking at that, like in
so 90 times 15.
Yeah, I'm doing
that. Would be that's like $1,350 basically.
Yeah, that's right.
Now a half a wheel, it's a little bit more per pound. So it'd be 45 pounds at $17.99 a pound.
Oh,
all right. So 45 times 18.
That is $810.
And this guy bought half a wheel of parm for $11.
Dude, if he bought it for $80, it's 90% off. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, this guy got a ridiculous deal. And the question was, how are we going to fit that anywhere? Where are we going to put that? The answer is, it doesn't matter where we're going to put it. I got the deal of the century.
If you're looking for nice Italian delicacies, Vincenzo's.
Look at you.
Right next to the Trader Joe's in the on the corner of Sawmill and 161. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, that's right. Where it is.
Yeah.
Unknown Stuntman, by the way, says Dead Murder Cheese opening for Slipknot at Sonic Temple.
Nice.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. Jackets had exit interviews yesterday. I'm going to tell you why none of it matters. Coming up next, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 70 on the west side between Mount Street and 315. And watch out for an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 161 after Little Turtle Way. You'll find traffic is stop-and-go from 270. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Listen to this show or go to hell. This is Man and Bone.
Yesterday we had Jeff Rimmer's going away party during the 5 o'clock hour. If you missed yesterday's show, please go back and listen to the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click, subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
From the Degenerate T-Bone Twitter/X account, I have posted the video of the guy buying the 40 pounds of cheese for, it wasn't $11, it was $10.44.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it looks to be authentic to me.
I mean, it looks like someone just put the wrong sticker on the damn thing and didn't know what they were selling, and then he left with it and said, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
There are
it's there.
People in charge of that stuff, they're probably going to go through inventory once a week.
Mm.
It's like, hey, what did we sell that?
Yeah.
Well, how come we only have $11 in the cash register?
Yeah, that one might be a little bit on the cashier. If someone walks through with like a half a block of like a full wheel of Parmesan Reggiano cheese and you're like, $11? Sounds about right.
My father tells this story. Back in 1975, when he and my mom got married, he knew a guy who worked in the butcher department at the local store there, right? So he would go in. He'd say, hey, how you doing, Frank, whatever the guy's name is. And Frank would say, hold on a second. And he would give him like these packs of steaks, T-bones, ribeye, like the best cuts that he had.
Yeah.
But he would put a little price sticker on it and said, 1 cent.
Oh, my.
2 cents.
Oh, my.
And my dad would say, I can't go up to the register. Just do it. They don't question anything. So my dad goes up to the register with all this meat.
Yeah.
For like 3 cents. Right. The cashier rightly sees this.
Yeah.
And then calls the butcher on the intercom.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Calls the butcher to the register.
What happened with all this?
And says, "What? Why is all of this meat labeled like 3 cents? And instead of the butcher saying, oh, I must have made a mistake.
Right.
Right? He starts yelling at this cashier saying, how dare you question me? This is dog food. Your dog would have a hard time eating this. This is garbage. It's rotten. My dad's sitting there.
Right.
It's probably in 1975 the equivalent of $300 worth of meat.
Good night.
That he's walking out the store for 3 cents with.
Oh, my. Yeah, that I
he said he never went back because he felt so bad.
Well, yeah, but also, I mean, in that moment, that's where I feel like you can have all the ethics and morals you want. At some point, we're all getting ripped off by the man, aren't we? At some point, I'm just saying, if one swings your way every once in a while, like if it actually.
That's a big swing, baby.
No, but if it actually does fall off the back of the truck, I mean, whose truck is it? Is it Al's truck or is it Amazon's truck? You know what I'm saying? Like, at some point, I'm just pointing out. I'm not.
I know what you're saying.
I'm going to look the other way a little bit on that.
Bones living in Sherwood Forest with Robin Hood.
Yeah, you're right.
Jackets had exit interviews yesterday. A lot of we need to do this talk. And here's the thing. If you watched the interviews yesterday, you're a big time Jackets fan. They had it all over the Twitter feed. Whatever you heard, I want you to symbolically in your brain, crumple it up and throw it in the garbage because none of it means anything. Pascal Vincent talking about how next year's training camp is going to be smaller and more competitive because they were scouting these guys all year and now they know who can play. Okay, when he's out there coaching the Regina Mooseheads next year,
he
can take all that experience that he learned this year and apply it towards his new team. There is no way in hell Pascal Vincent is the coach of this team next year. There's no way.
Well,
no way. I will eat a crab sandwich.
Why do you do this?
Why do you do this?
No. Listen, the point you're making is, it would be absurd if he was retained, brought back, anything like that.
He will not be retained.
Okay, but when you say there's no chance.
No chance in hell, Vince McMahon.
The Jackets hired Mike Babcock this past offseason. There's a non-zero chance the new GM they hire is Mike Babcock. Like, I'm not putting anything off the table with this dumb franchise. I'm with you.
All right.
I don't think there's a chance.
Let me tell you,
I don't think there's a
happen.
Big chance. There's a non-zero chance anything happens.
They're going to hire a new GM. Okay? Then shortly after that, John Davidson's going to retire.
I would hope so.
The new GM will then go in and he will assume some role that's not just general manager, but whatever the hell Davidson fancies himself to be.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They will replace half the scouting staff. They will replace all the assistant coaches. This roster, this team, this organization will look nothing like it does today.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. They need it desperately. Now it's, do you hire the right people and hold them accountable? That's my whole problem with this ownership. And that's what I said yesterday. They should be sitting at a podium looking at the camera saying, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that we lost our way over the years. We clearly hired people. We had expectations for them. And then we had a personal relationship. We grew to like them too much. Somehow the expectations got flushed down the toilet. But no more. I am hiring hockey people. I'm holding hockey people accountable.
I do feel like I've thought this looking at the Jackets the last, I don't know, decade or so. It seems like a wonderful place to work, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem like if you work in the front office for the Blue Jackets, your day-to-day is probably very pleasant because it seems like they have a lot of really nice people that work over there. And it also seems like they've got a lot of people who might be very high expectation for themselves personally, but I don't feel like the organization, ownership down, holds the same expectations that maybe some of those people do for themselves. Like, I bet Yarmo has a lot of expectations for himself personally, keeps himself in good shape, probably is very dedicated to what he does, all those things. But the results were not there, and ownership kind of looked the other way for way too long on that. And I think that's the issue. Now, I will say this. I saw Elvis Merzlikins had a little quote where he said, "We can't keep going like this." Buddy, you're right.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. You won't.
Don't worry.
But beyond that, I will give this bit of grace and latitude or whatever you want to call it to whoever gets hired as the new GM. I'm making this pledge on the air. Hold me to it. I don't plan on being so negative. I don't plan on blaming the next general manager, especially if they're, I pray and hope, they're hired from outside the organization, and I hope they are someone who has a good track record or at least a good enough idea of, as a young, you know, GM or assistant GM or something, that they might be the one who turns this thing around. I'm going to give them every benefit of the doubt. I'm not going to give them the 25 years of baggage that other people gave me and you and all the fans here. I'm not going to put that on the new GM. I understand that new GM's going to come in and look at some players that we really like and say, sorry, I can't sign them to the deal they want. Doesn't make sense for a rebuilding franchise.
Good news, there's not a lot of those players.
I know, but whatever changes have to be made, I think some of the touchy-feely, everybody's happy, it's a big old family stuff.
We're going
to
crack some heads.
I'm saying that's going to go out the door, and some of the Jackets fans who lived in La La Land the last 10 years, they're going to suddenly feel like, oh, it's cold out here. Whoa, we're in the real world now. Yeah, you are. I hope the new GM and the new front office and everybody that comes in, I'm willing to give them all the time to make this work. It's going to be years. They're not going to come in and turn this around day one.
You're in my world now, Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the name tag. It's like Ben Stiller and Happy Gilmore. That's what I want when they walk in that door. Look, we got a lot of nice guys in that dressing room. Lots.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of nice guys. You know who I want more of? You know who just retired?
Who's that?
And trust me, I hate his face. All right, I hate his face. I hate that he didn't want to be here. I hate his frosted tips. And I hate even more that he went away and won cups and was successful.
No.
This dressing room needs more Jeff Carters.
I think you're right.
You know, we need more just jerk-off type of guys who want to get theirs.
Yeah, they don't care about making, you know, everything else better everywhere they go. They care about winning
and
at any cost, and even if that means screwing over an entire city to get their way, to force them out. By the way, Jackets fans, was he ultimately wrong?
No,
he said, I look at this organization and said, I can't win here.
And then he left and he won.
Was he wrong?
He made lots of money and he won cups.
Okay.
So and he got to hang out on the beach with his frosted tips.
I hate him.
Yes.
I hated him then. I hate him now. I also realized that he was not wrong for wanting to not be a part of this organization. That was called insight that we are, that apparently a lot of people in the front office have not had. So that sucks, but that's real.
Mm. Hey, what was I going to say to you?
I don't know. I hate Jeff Carter. Just keep
too.
Going with that.
Oh, I'm going to tell everybody how we can fix all the arm injuries in baseball.
Oh, you got an idea?
Yes, I have. I have someone I talk to.
Oh,
who has all the ideas?
Well, I'm glad you're going to fix it.
Yeah, I'm going to fix it, and this other guy's going to fix it too. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic
sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a couple of slow spots to watch out for. A 5-minute delay on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split, and a couple minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last. Like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding, they have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit OaksRoofingAndSiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Not doctors, not lawyers, and definitely not sports hosts. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. It is Name That Hole Thursday. Tweet us at manandbone971. Text us 614-787-3093.
Well, you know, you kind of told a Name That Hole story earlier with your dad when he was much younger. Had a buddy he knew that worked at a grocery store at the butcher department at the grocery store, and he gave him a bunch of meat for
$0.03.
Yeah, much less than it would be actually worth. And maybe that's the type of story you could have for Name That Hole. Like, is your dad a hole for taking that the one time? Is the butcher then went out
and the butcher's a hole?
Well, of course he is. Yeah, he's clearly stealing from his employer. That's not good.
Well, and then he was berating
that
the cashier.
Came in when the cashier said, this doesn't seem right that you would get all this, like, you know, $300 worth of meat for like a nickel. And he said, how dare you?
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely whole behavior. So it's that type of thing where you want a settlement or a resolution on something, you let us know at manandbone971.
Also, I'm getting pictures of people who have gotten extraordinary deals on food. This one dude says, there was a time when I went to Kroger, they had the price at 50 cents a pound for chicken. Needless to say, I bought about 25 pounds of chicken. And he takes a picture of it, and it's like the Simple Truth, which is their organic brand, too.
Yeah.
Boneless, skinless tenders. This isn't like just garbage.
No, this is
chicken.
Oh, really trimmed up stuff, yeah.
He's showing me a pack that's 1 pound, 1.09 pounds, and the price they have on here is 54 cents. That's a good deal, man.
Yeah, no kidding. That's usually $7 or $8 these days. We have Paul here who said this happened to be a Giant Eagle with some ground beef, like 4 pounds for a dollar. I even told the kid at the counter, and he was like, just take it.
Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, that kid working the register is probably like, I don't know, man. It's on the sticker. I don't want to have a price check here. I'm just trying to get through this line.
Also from the burner, we were talking about the Big Mac made with chicken patties that they have in Europe. And for some reason, we don't have it here. Maya sends me a text, says, I'm currently abroad in Austria and got to try the chicken Big Mac from McDonald's, and it does taste as good as it sounds. Petition to get it back to the States. That's the second person who's told me that.
I don't know what it has to do with her being abroad in Australia. I think that's inappropriate. She can just be a lady in Australia, but to each their own.
I was waiting for something.
To each their own.
Waiting for something stupid.
Did you say Australia? Right,
not Austria.
Oh, Austria. Okay. I did literally the Dumb and Dumber right there.
G'day.
Throw another shrimp on the Bobby.
All right. Arm trouble in Major League Baseball, right?
You're going to fix it.
Oh, elbows. Well, I've tried to fix it. Okay. I've said stupidly that the problem is these pitchers just want to throw as hard as they want with no repercussions at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes not just throwing 105. I'm talking about the breaking stuff that they throw at 92, 93. You can have all the advanced metrics that you want. You can have the dietitians. You can have someone rubbing down your ligaments. There is a certain limitation to the human body when it comes to ligament stress.
Right.
And you are abusing the ligaments in your elbow by throwing balls like this and expecting balls to move as well when you're throwing them 94 miles an hour. Here is something from Greg Maddux. Greg Maddux, you remember him?
Yeah, fairly good pitcher from what I recall.
Right. He's fine.
Yeah,
he might
be someone who knows about a thing or two about this.
He was asked, hey, how do you fix the elbow problem in Major League Baseball? Here was his solution. Don't throw so hard. What a caveman.
Wow, what a...
What a knuckle dragon caveman.
How could this guy know? He probably... How long did he last? A couple years in the majors? He probably doesn't even know what he's talking
about. I'm just saying, in the first comment that I saw when I was scrolling down was... Here's another old guy who just looks at the most easiest solution and thinks he can solve all the problems. You know what? Sometimes we complicate things too much. Mm-hmm. I've said this about football. You really want to reduce high-speed collisions and you want to try and reduce injuries. Look, we can try and improve pads. We can try and improve helmet technology, and we should. They should always be researching and developing new, better technology. But to me, logically... We've seen more of these injuries, more of these high impact concussion level injuries as the pads have gotten lighter. These guys have more free motion. These guys are able to move better.
Yeah, and obviously, like, training probably has gotten a little bit better too. There's been more of a focus on like speed and quick burst and stuff like that. But the end of the day, all that combines to a much more violent collision.
You want to really reduce injuries? Slow these guys down. Make the pads heavier. Look, go back and watch a game from 20 years ago. Look at the size of those pads. It's ridiculous. That's not to say no one was getting hurt. You're always going to have injuries. It's a contact sport. But the more agile you make these guys, the more they're able to move and the quicker they're able to be.
Yeah, to that point, when we're talking about pitchers in Major League Baseball, if everyone's throwing, if your argument is, oh, I can throw at 105, that's great. But you have to be able to do it consistently to be a big league pitcher. Being able to touch 105 once on the gun and then never get it over 95 again, and then you're injured half the time, that's not a recipe for success. And certainly I would think having some control over it, having to be able to put it where you want to, and not being maybe the guy who can throw it 100 every time, but you can make pitches, I think that's probably the better way to go. And not everybody's going to be that good. Not everybody's going to be Greg Maddux, right? There's certain guys who are just way better because they have that type of control. But the idea that, well, I can throw 105 means I should throw 105, that's silly.
And it's not just these guys. I'm not blaming the pitchers. I'm blaming the teams and the organizations.
Well, they don't seem to look at it that way.
This is how they're developing these guys. And it also stems from what they're being taught in youth baseball.
Sure.
You know, that's why it all starts with youth baseball. Okay. And there's really no easy fix unless you want to do drastic things like add pitch clocks, which they had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because for years, and it was that way when I was playing youth baseball, you would have youth baseball coaches saying, take all the time in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, it's yours. Make them wait. Step off the rubber.
Yeah.
Readjust your batting gloves every 10 seconds. And then you had an entire generation of kids come up without that internal mechanism that, oh, it's time to actually do something now.
Yeah.
I can take all the time in the world. Those guys became big leaguers in a 20-year time span, and that's why you had the game in the place that it was. Now you have youth base. When I was a kid, we weren't allowed to throw breaking pitches. That changed somewhere in the last 20 years.
Absolutely.
Where they said, well, you know, we think it's all a big fuss and it's not that big of a deal for an 11-year-old to throw a breaking pitch as long as it's done properly and it's monitored and there's a pitch count. And
yeah,
all
that. There's no way anybody's messing that up.
It's never okay to throw breaking pitches when you're 11.
Yeah,
I don't care who says something to you about it.
Even if there was one kid whose like form was so flawless you'd let him do it, for every one kid who might be able to do it and not get injured, there are going to be a lot of kids, managers, situations that are not going to be right for that. And there's not an overseeing and guidance that's consistent all the way through, you know, Little League Baseball or youth baseball where that's going to change. But I still come back to this, man. I was watching Adrian Gonzalez, an AB that he had a few years ago, because there was a Vin Scully story that he was telling. And he was doing this story, and the video was going viral because of the story that Vin was telling. And during this at bat, you got Adrian Gonzalez stepping in and out of the plate. It was a long at bat, and it worked out that the story just worked out perfectly that Vin could tell this story because he kept fouling off pitches. But I'm watching this thing, and it's only been a few years since we added the pitch clock and everything else. And I'm saying, this looks like a completely different sport.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was back, you know, whenever he was playing with the Dodgers, 2015, 2016, somewhere. I mean, that's not that long ago, but it was long enough that the approach even then was different. And I think it's a good thing that they've switched that up, but they have to continue to switch this up. You could change baseball in 5 years and have way more guys who are much more control pitchers who aren't throwing gas every single time and blowing out their elbows.
I know. And then you have like, you know, Kenley Jansen coming out saying, it's cold out. Why can't I throw as hard as I want? Because you can't, man.
Right. Yeah. There's a limit to what you can do. That's why there's only like one or two Allen Iversons a generation. Guys who are 6'1 and weigh a buck 50 usually don't survive in the NBA. That's why NBA teams don't draft those guys. They're used to say, we can't draft this guy who's throwing 105 because he's not going to last. He's not going to be durable. Now everybody's like, we got to have two of those guys. And then they're all not durable. Go figure.
Skyline Chili has dashed a man's hopes and dreams. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for some slow traffic on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Main Street and I-70. And also traffic is moving slow on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Summit Racing Equipment. It's Car Care Month, and Summit Racing has what you need for bumper-to-bumper care. Revive the interior, exterior, underhood, and more. Shop SummitRacing.com. Use promo code RADIO for $10 off an order of $100 or more. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 5/5/24. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
It is Name That Hole Thursday. Tell us a story. We'll determine if there's a hole involved.
There you go.
At Man and Bone 971 on Twitter. You can text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Jason Kelce's hopes and dreams were ruined because of Skyline Chili.
Oh.
Or just him being stupid.
One of the two.
So Jason Kelce has his podcast, New Heights. He revealed that he lost his Super Bowl ring in a rather unusual manner. Okay?
Yeah.
He said he and his brother Travis held the great Lombaby game. Is it Lombaby games?
I have no idea what that.
I don't know.
It's something they came up with.
At the University of Cincinnati, the competition between athletes and academics involved a game where competitors dove into pools of Skyline Chili.
Okay.
Unfortunately for Kelce, contestants weren't the only ones taking a dip in the chili. Kelce said he lost his Super Bowl ring in one of the pools, and now it's gone forever. He said, I legitimately lost my Super Bowl ring in this event. They could not find it. We have still yet to find it. All of this stuff has now been thrown away, so I think we can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill someplace in the Cincinnati tri-state area. I didn't think that would happen.
Yeah, I mean, I would guess that's probably not the plan. I would also think if you know you're going to be, and maybe he didn't, at the time he left his house, I would think if you know you're going to be diving into a pool of liquid or chili or whatever, I would think maybe you leave the Super Bowl ring at home. But
he said it was insured. They have put in the insurance claim and he'll get reimbursed for it. But this reminds me of the time that I almost lost my wedding ring in a hamster ball.
One of those giant things you can kind of run around
in? The clear balls.
Yeah.
And this, I had just gotten married to Kristen, so, you know, 17 years ago, when I still wore my wedding ring, which I don't now, because I just, not because I don't love my wife, I just don't like the ring.
Well,
I don't like to wear a ring.
Makes it harder when you have those random hookups that
that's
they're
exactly
going to ask
right.
a lot of questions you don't want.
Sure.
Sure.
Anyway, the Blue Jackets were asking me to humiliate myself. At the time, I was more than happy to oblige.
That was,
so,
that was before they decided to start doing it themselves.
Right.
Actually, who am I kidding? Back then, they were humiliating themselves. They only had like a couple minutes where they weren't.
So they said, hey, during the second intermission, we're going to have you in a hamster ball on the ice racing against other people. And then, you know, the crowd will laugh at you and fine, whatever.
Yeah.
So I got in the hamster ball and I did my little thing. And I'm falling on the ice and all that. Get back to my seats to watch the rest of the game. And I realize my wedding ring is gone.
Oh,
so then I start to panic.
Sick feeling.
I start to panic and I'm calling my contact from the Blue Jackets. And I said, I lost my wedding ring. It's got to be in the hamster ball. And they said, well, the hamster ball's already been deflated.
Oh, no.
And I said, well, where is it? Oh, we put it in storage. So here I am. The game is going on. I can actually hear goals being scored, like, and crowds screaming. And I'm in the bowels of the stadium, rummaging through a deflated hamster ball, trying to find my wedding ring, which was there.
Yeah.
It was, I got it. It was there, unlike the Skyline Chili, which they could not find his Super Bowl ring.
Well, I'm glad you found your wedding ring. Did you have to do it all by yourself? Did anybody help you?
No. I was doing it, and a couple of Blue Jackets people were helping me.
See, that's good.
And then Promotions Emily, may she rest in peace, yes, was there, and she was helping me. And Kristen was there for moral support. And when I mean moral support, screaming at all of us and berating us.
What are you doing? How could you lose the ring? What's the matter with you?
Can I also say, of the wedding, I don't know what your wedding ring looks like. I don't think I've ever seen it, because it hasn't. You haven't worn it for a long time, but does it have a lot of jewels in it?
No.
I mean,
just
most
a silver
not,
ring.
Not everyone has that, but a lot of people have at least a lot of guys my age that I know, a lot of us have like a solid band. That's something you can get replaced, and it's a lot cheaper to replace. Not that you want to. It's the sentimental value that matters, clearly, but... Yeah. I wonder if
matters a lot. You know where it is right now?
Where's that?
In my daughter's crap drawer.
Why?
Because she wants it. She wants
to hold it.
It was in my sock drawer, just sitting there. She goes, "Daddy, can I have it?" I said, "What do I care?"
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm saying if your wife lost her wedding ring, I think that would be a much more of a dire situation.
Well, would it?
Oh.
I've told this before. She's on wedding ring number two.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
We were married 10 years. She said, "Hey, you know the wedding ring that you got me?" "Yeah. Yeah, I want another one."
Oh.
This one's not big enough.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Do you want me to? No, I already got it picked out. You have the guy picked out too? You have another guy?
Yeah, we're going to do a whole new marriage. Did I mention that? It's not just the ring. I'm getting a whole new thing.
I mean, I didn't even know that was a thing until she told me. A lot of women do it. They replace their wedding ring when they get older. It's like, they do?
Can I just say, like, anything's a thing, but it doesn't mean that it's something that everyone does. Like, I'm quite sure if you found a website that had some weird sexual kink on it, there's a website for it. There's people that enjoy it. It's probably not the vast majority of people.
And then it was, "Honey, can we like talk about this? And like, where are you going to get it?"
I already bought it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then I guess there's nothing to talk about.
Here we are. All right.
Can I see it?
No, it's already in a lockbox in storage. Got to keep it safe.
Weird things are happening for Ryan Day. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to hit a 5-minute slowdown due to an accident on westbound 161 after New Albany Road. It is stop and go from Kitzmiller Road. And there's a 10-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world, this is Man and Bone.
Hey, the Masters just happened
last week.
Last week? Couple weeks?
Last weekend.
All right.
Yep.
A former employee of Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia is set to plead guilty in federal court to charges of stealing and moving millions of dollars worth of merchandise and memorabilia from the Masters tournament.
Wow.
Richard Globenski is accused of transporting stolen goods across state lines to Tampa, Florida between 2009 and 2022, knowing the same had been stolen, converted, and taken by fraud. According to the Chicago Tribune, Globenski is a former warehouse coordinator at Augusta National, who was in charge of overseeing the vast array of Masters merchandise and memorabilia sold annually. This is my favorite, though. Records show that this dude currently works as a mortgage broker. In an online bio for his finance company, Globenski, using Brendan as his first name, said he spent 14 years at Augusta National mastering the art of hard work, customer service, cultivating relationships. The bio goes on to say, much like a small town, Brendan creates an authentic atmosphere where people feel welcome and comfortable. He strives to exceed expectations at every opportunity given. During his time away from the office, Brendan enjoys traveling with his family, golfing, watching the game. He's going to go to prison.
I would guess so, if he stole millions of dollars worth of memorabilia.
Well, they said they were kind of tipped off because he was a warehouse guy.
Okay.
Right? And after he left his job at Augusta, he had to sell his house.
Sure.
Which he sold for over $2 million last year. It was a 7,300 square foot home.
Okay.
He got the proceeds, obviously. He got the money for this house by selling the stolen memorabilia that he had in the warehouse.
Yeah, that is one of the things about crime that they don't tell you in, I guess, crime school or wherever you go to learn how to do the crimes is you can't just... You can't live that lavish lifestyle. You got to find ways to, you know, I think that's what they call launder it. If you're going to steal it, you might as well go all the way, right? Get the Walter White car wash.
Right. Also,
to go with it.
Don't invite everybody from the warehouse over for a barbecue and pool party. So they all show up and say, hey, how'd Brendan get this money?
How did you get to living in this type of place, huh?
Oh, you know how it goes. I sell some stuff on eBay from time to time. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm someone naturally who is so gullible that I would go to that house and be like, I'd blame myself. I'd go to that house and be like, you know what? I must not be doing it right with the stocks or the crypto or I don't know what this guy's doing. Like I'd blame myself and be like, look at what Brendan did.
He's working in a warehouse.
He worked in a warehouse and bought this type of place. I couldn't figure out how to do that. I'd blame myself, not think, man, this guy's scamming someone. I'd never go that far. I'd always go, it must be my fault for being an idiot.
All right, some weird stuff for Ryan Day. So yesterday, David Hood from TigerNet, which is an Clemson, fan site.
Well, yeah, it's not a 24/7 type of site like Bucknuts is, but it is one of those sites that's affiliated a blog / message board all around Clemson football. This reporter, just for what it's worth, I'm not saying this is the greatest verifier in the world. He has a Heisman vote. So
okay.
I'm saying
met a lot of idiots that have Heisman votes.
I know. He's a reporter who has a Heisman vote reporting this story.
Okay.
It's not just some guy on a message board.
So David Hood from TigerNet. How is their website not called Tiger Beat?
That would be way better. I know the name was taken.
Like the Teeny Bopper magazine.
Yeah, why didn't you get... They're not still making that, are they?
I don't know either. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
David Hood of TigerNet reported that an Ohio quarterback in the 2027 class visited Clemson this spring. The quarterback's name was R.J. Day.
Oh.
So...
That would be Ryan Day's son, for those not keeping track.
Recruiting trip to Clemson... And he was accompanied by his dad, as you normally do on recruiting trips, Ryan Day.
I love that.
So Ryan Day is just, you know, touring the campus and, oh, this is your weight room. And, oh, hi, Mr. Dabo. How you doing?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? I'm sure, obviously, you don't just show up for a recruiting visit. They know who's coming. And they probably were very aware of who RJ Day is and who his dad is and all that stuff. Maybe they have a great relationship outside of, college football land, but we also know that Ryan Day's got a lot, you know, riding on this season. Maybe he's walking around the campus, taking notes, looking around, see what these guys are doing in the recruiting game, huh?
RJ did give some quotes to David Hood of TigerNet.
All right.
Here's some quotes from RJ Day. I loved the staff and the facilities. Everyone was so welcoming and kind. It's like one big giant family. Everyone is very happy to be working and be in the building, which says a lot about the culture that Coach Swinney has built in his time there. All the coaches are great, considering the dynamic that is unique to us, but I sense a feeling of mutual respect between my dad and the other coaches. That makes the visit more about what the school has to offer for me than the drama that could stir because of his position.
Okay. Well, that's...
Sounds like a nice, mature young man.
Sure, of course. Good for him. I know his author. There were offers as well, I believe, from Boston College. I want to say Marshall has.
That's right.
Tendered an offer. So let him live. What did you say the class year is for him?
2027. It sounds like forever, but really, when you think about it, it's 3 years away.
Right. You're right. And this was probably his freshman year, I'm guessing. So now he's heading into his sophomore season is probably how that works.
Right.
Jeez. We're getting old, dude. And that's gonna be on it before you know it. I wonder what the conversations were like with Dabo and Ryan Day. If it was just everybody was buddy-buddy, if there wasn't much conversation, or if maybe Ryan Day sees another player on campus and goes, hey, how's it going, man? Oh, yeah, I know who you are. Uh-huh. Yep. Oh, no, just here with my son, but... You know where to find me in case place.
That's right. The transfer portal.
I mean, the portal's open.
Did open up. That's saying. Right.
Good. Funny that you brought that up. I can't really comment on it.
Anyway,
but
oops! Look at this big bag of cash that I just dropped on the floor here. Take it. I don't need it.
No. You don't even have to drop a big bag of cash. All Ryan Day has to do is say, "Me and my son are going to go out to lunch. I obviously can't invite you. It's a shame because son, where did you say you wanted to go again? That's right. The one place in town that." Is by invitation only and only takes cash, and he just pulls out like a wad of $100 bills.
Hey, by the way, have you met my driver, Tyvus Powell?
Tyvus is around. He's there with him. Tyvus is everywhere. He's
I'm
all
just saying,
over the place.
Tyvus is always talking to the recruits.
Yeah, but Tyvus was hanging out for sure.
Anyway, I thought that was funny.
That's good. I was kind of surprised when I read that today, but I guess that's what you got to do. You start visiting colleges that early.
J.K. Dobbins, former Buckeye, signing a one-year deal with the Chargers. He has been hurt all the time. He's played 9 games in the past 3 seasons. And when he's been healthy, he's been very good. It's just that he has never been healthy. So now he will look to the Chargers offense and our old friend Jim Harbaugh
to
rejuvenate his career.
There you go. That's what you always expect is that but again, J.K. has the connection to his brother, right, to John Harbaugh in Baltimore.
That's right.
So... Jim's probably not looking so much at the Ohio State tie, but more at this guy can play if he's healthy. And my brother talks about how great he is and all that stuff. I'm quite sure. So, yeah, I hope for J.K. Dobbins it does work out. As much as it would pay me to see, you know, anything happen good for Jim Harbaugh, I would want something good to happen for J.K. Dobbins.
And the Coyotes wrapped up their run in Arizona with a win against the Oilers last night. They officially announced it today. That they are moving to Utah. That was a secret that everybody knew. And so, you know, the fans that weren't in attendance last night, and look, did it work there long term? No. They couldn't get something built. There wasn't fan pressure for them to get something built. But there are still fans of that team. I mean, you had 5,000 people show up and cry last night.
I feel very bad for the fans of that team. And I also would point out, whatever issues happened in that market, do you think it's just because Arizona's hot? From time to time, that they can't like hockey. I mean, I don't know that has anything really to do with it. Sure, if you have frozen ponds everywhere, grew up in Canada, it's easier to play the game as a kid and to develop a fondness for it. But I don't think that's why the majority of people watch football these days.
Hot,
do you?
It's hot in Tampa all the time too.
That's right. I'm saying fans. I don't think that market is necessarily we can't support this team. I think part of it is. The ownership group sucks. That's what happens most of the time. When you see fans support Wayne, when they don't get the job done, when they are presented constantly with bad hockey, that is one of the good things about this market is, you know, the fan support's there. That's, if anything, that's the one thing that everyone around the league seems to understand is they may not understand that the owner sucks, but they know the fans are great here.
Well, and there's also games to be played with local influential people in the community.
Right.
City leaders. Yep. And they played those games all wrong.
You had the owner of the team saying, we're going to go to a land auction and get the land to build our stadium on. And then the local municipalities around that land said, well, where are you going to get the water from? Where are you going to get the infrastructure and the roads from? You can buy the land. What are you going to build on it? We're not going to let you do that.
We won't zone it for that.
It seems like they didn't have any clue on how to play that game.
No.
So.
Now, I guess the good thing for those fans, for the hockey fans that do exist in that area, the NHL has essentially promised to them that if they can get a stadium built there, they will get an expansion team in 5 years.
Oh, at least that gives them some kind of hope. But now you got to find someone who's not stupid to do that.
Right.
And you couldn't do it when you had a team. So that's a concern. I did see Greg Wyshynski, who covers hockey for, I believe, Yahoo or either ESPN, one of the two.
He's Buck Daddy.
That's right. Yeah. He said the new team in Utah is going to be they're going to be called Utah and not Salt Lake City.
That's what I figured.
Also, it said, don't expect a mascot and official team nickname until season 2 of the franchise. The NHL wants the team to have plenty of time to get it right. So he said, could it be just Utah? Could it be Utah HC for hockey club?
Oh, God.
We could know tomorrow with colors next week. You know what? Just call him Utah. Who are you watching tonight? Utah. Utah what? Utah. Utah, Utah. That's who I'm watching.
The Johnny Utahs.
Right.
It's Keanu Reeves on the jersey.
Absolutely. Just have, it's, what are they doing? They're skating around. What sport do you think they play? There's no confusion here. It's Utah on ice.
Actually, Utah on ice?
That's the name.
That's
Utah
good.
On ice. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. I'm confused, and so is Jake Diebler. And I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Be aware of an accident on the right shoulder of northbound 270 on the east outer belt between Hamilton Road and 670. Police are on scene causing some delay, and you'll hit a 5-minute slowdown on southbound 315 between Lane Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by Zeebart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Zeebart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Zeebart undercoating, Rhino lining spray on bed liners, and Zeebart window tint. Zeebart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Jen.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. What do I still have to do?
Lots of things.
I did podcast.
Oh, I didn't even.
I did Hinderer.
Where do you do all of your banging at?
You know, I do all my banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Specifically, their 12,000 square foot sports book. I was just listening last night to On the Money.
Yeah?
With Scotty Vegas and Dave Biddle. If you see two guys sleeping in cots.
Right.
At Hollywood Casino Columbus, it's them two.
Cots.
It's them two idiots.
Just want to clarify that.
Cots.
Cots. Yeah, cots.
Cots.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So go see them, have some food and drink, and put some action on the ponies. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I was reading this today on Buckeye Huddle. So Jake Diebler wants to find a fifth assistant coach for his staff. He would like to hire his brother, John.
Mm-hmm.
Who, of course, played here. And I want to say is the all-time leader in threes.
I believe you're right.
Anyway, John is currently at Butler, where he is the director of recruiting, working with Thad.
Yeah, I mean, that's, we know that obviously the connection's there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, it's not like he's just never coached at any level, hasn't been a part of this. He obviously played the game at a high level and knows the college game. And he and his brother, obviously, you'd think would be a pretty good team. And he's been coaching with, you know, a guy who's been around the block a time or two in Thad Matta. So, yeah, all that signs, all those point to a guy whose resume certainly stacks up to get an assistant coaching job at Ohio State.
It makes sense to me. So, Jake emailed who he emails and says, hey, I want to have my brother come and round out my staff and be the fifth coach. And he'll also travel and do recruiting things and all that. And they said, all right, we got to run this by OSU's legal department. And so they did. And Jake is waiting. And eventually the ruling comes back, which is, oh, yeah, our legal department says you can't hire him because there's an Ohio nepotism law, and they feel like that would be violating it. And so Jake is confused. And so am I when I read this story because, I mean, have you paid attention to the football program?
Right.
I mean, not just recently with Urban and, you know, Corey Dennis, who was his son-in-law, but you had a situation with Jim Tressel employing his brother, Dick Tressel,
right,
on the staff. I mean, this goes on all the time. And it's not like, well, the attorneys have a problem with it because John currently has a position filling Coke machines
Right.
You know, he's working in a basketball capacity at another basketball school. He played here. It would only make sense that he would join me. But apparently, the holdup is, in those other situations with Urban and Corey Dennis and with Jim Tressel and Dick Tressel, they were being hired by other assistants, not necessarily the head coach, to do those jobs, which to me is ridiculous.
What a carve out and loophole that is, right?
Well, it's ridiculous. And if I'm Jake Diebler, I say, okay, I'm going to get on the phone with Bjorky, and Ross Bjork can hire John Diebler.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about, oh, here, you're going to have your interview and go through the process with him. I mean, that makes no sense to me.
I guess the good news is we know that Kirk Ferentz will never be able to work in this state. That's good. Like, because all he does is hire people that are related to him or that he knows and has known for forever. But yeah, it makes no sense to me either. I understand the legal differences in this case, but by that logic, the idea here is we don't want someone to get a job and thus a state contract working at an Ohio institution of higher learning, which it's a public university. All the jobs are part of that structure. We don't want anybody to get a job because of who they know. Your laugh here, right? I mean, how many people have gotten jobs coaching around Ohio State or been a part of Ohio State in part because they played the sport there, correct? I mean, if we're honest, and I'm not trying to rip Jake Diebler. His family has a long line of coaching, and all that is true. Jake Diebler's association with Ohio State is not as a player, correct?
Correct.
His association is, I'm sure, in part because he's a good coach. But at some point, he got hired here, and part of that had to have been known that his brother was a very good player here. He probably ended up on a radar at Ohio State a little quicker than maybe someone else did. I'm not saying he didn't earn his spot as an assistant. Clearly, he did. He went off and coached at Vanderbilt. By the way, who'd he coach with? He coached with guys that coached him. When he played at Valpo, the guys who coached him got better jobs, and then they hired him to coach for them. That's not nepotism. That's not blood relation. But if you think college sports is going to be fixed by this law, state legislator of Ohio, whoever made this is stupid. Because the reality is 90% of these jobs, it feels like, it's all about who you know, and does that person remember when you played for this person, or do they have a connection to that guy? All that stuff. Hell, I'm not saying this is bad. This is just how it works. We just had that thing about RJ Day. Went down and got a recruiting visit at Clemson. You know what his first offer was? Boston College. Who coaches at Boston College? Jeff Hafley. Where did he coach? For Ryan Day at Ohio State. Like, the connections in college sports happen at every level. But for this to be the one that runs afoul of the law, that's ridiculous to me.
I also was not aware that nepotism is a fourth degree felony. I would like to point something out to you.
Again,
we had a story last week on this show about a vet in the state of Ohio who was arrested for having sexual relations with a horse.
Yes.
Okay? His wife walked into the barn. He was on a stool. He was doing it with the horse, or at least intended to do it with the horse. According to him, he said, well, I was about to, but I didn't. Okay.
Why would you ever admit that?
And we're reading a story about this and how, you know, if you're found guilty and you're charged with having relations with a horse, that's a misdemeanor.
Right.
So we have that
misdemeanor.
We have Jake Diebler wants to hire brother who also works in basketball as an assistant coach as a fourth degree felony.
I don't get that.
These guys should feel pretty sick about this.
I think just for protest reasons, Jake Diebler's fifth assistant coach should be a horse, and he should mount it.
This is a protest.
Just to make a
this
statement.
This is a protest.
Yes. Just to make a statement.
This is a misdemeanor.
I wanted to hire my brother.
This is what you wanted.
But this is what you wanted. You wanted me to do this horse.
The state of Ohio would rather me do this than hire my brother. Just look at it. Fine. Right? I'm doing it. Yeah, this is so dumb. And again, Nepotism, we all talk about it. We talked about it with Brian Ferentz and Kirk Ferentz, how stupid it was that that guy was allowed to run a college offense that clearly had no, he was out of his depth and bad. And the only reason he had the job was because of his dad. We know that. There's worse examples, by the way, in actual politics, why these laws exist. You don't want the governor to just have a bunch of kids who then all get state positions. They run everything.
Right. That's good. I get it.
This is not that. And this is the dumbest application of that law I think I've ever heard.
I have a very pathetic stat to share with you coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident on northbound 270's off-ramp to I-70, and that's on the west outer belt to watch out for. And you can expect a 10-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between 33 and 270. This report is sponsored by Summit Racing Equipment. It's car care month, and Summit Racing has what you need for bumper-to-bumper care. Revive the interior, exterior, underhood, and more. Shop summitracing.com. Use promo code RADIO for $10 off an order of $100 or more. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 5/5/24. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. So glad you're here. 3 hours a day, every single day. Please do it. Or rot in hell for all eternity. It's your choice. The Oakland A's are having a problem, you know, because they're moving.
Yeah.
They're moving to Vegas, but before they move to Vegas, they're doing a stopover in Sacramento because that's what teams do. And so then the people in Oakland have decided, well, we're not going to go to the games anymore.
That's fair.
Which I have no problem with. So this was Tuesday's game, and it's 3-2 loss to the Cardinals. The A's 3-2 loss to the Cardinals. They drew 3,296 fans. That was the announced crowd. 3,296.
There's not a chance there was more than probably 1,000 people at that game.
I'm just saying, I'm reading this on Front Office Sports. Here is a comparison. The Oakland Coliseum attendance Tuesday was smaller than 12 of the 15 AAA games that were going on that same night.
Oh, wow.
The attendance at 4 AA games. Whoa. And the turnout at 3 high A and single A games.
You know what? I bet if you found the attendance for the Savannah Bananas, wherever they were playing last night, that probably did better than that Major League Baseball game. And the Savannah Bananas, if you don't know, are like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, where it's a ball game, but it's meant to be entertainment. It's meant to be fun. It's not, it's like a WWE type of event to a degree.
Season to date, Oakland's attendance average is 5,968. Just 40% of the figure for the next lowest baseball team, the Marlins, at 14,766. The average for the A's is down by nearly half from the same point last year when it was also bad and last, but it's down half from that. Look, we talked about the people of Oakland. You know, I don't know if we've seen the last chapter in this story yet, if they're forced to sell the team, John Fisher is or not, I have no idea. But I really feel bad, and I don't blame the fans for not going, trust me, but I really feel bad for the people whose livelihood depend on selling concessions at these games.
I don't know what they're supposed to
do. Because you're paid based on how much you sell.
Well,
it's not like there's a flat rate where you're paid by the amount of hot dogs that you sell.
Yeah, I think in some ways do that. I don't know if they have to buy that inventory.
Well, I know in the past, I don't know if it still works this way. In the past, you had to buy all the hot dogs.
Well, okay,
vendor had to physically buy all the hot dogs. And then it was your job to sell all the hot dogs, yeah, and then you make the money off of that.
But then the idea being you've got a chance at profit margin, but it's on you.
It's on you to sell it.
Yeah. Now, I think we know what we would have to do if we lived near the A's ballpark. You and I, as a public service, to those people who are trying to make a living selling all that food, you and I can put down some dogs. We can put down whatever, you know, we can eat.
Mm-hmm.
We would probably, people like us would be, you know, consigned into service to go there and try to help those poor people, right? Make sure they make all their money they can. We'd have to go and try to even it up for them. I think that's the only logical solution.
I just don't
want
to buy a ticket to go in.
Well, that's fair.
We have to sneak into the air ducts like the possums do.
Well, what I'm saying is people who might say, look, I would love to help these people, but I can't eat all that food. Well, we just start a GoFundMe and you put it into our account and then we'll go and watch the game and eat all the food and suffer. But we'll pack in a lot of food. We'll make sure we tip well and all that to make sure these people are taken care of. We'll work our way around the stadium so we don't just leave anybody out. I think that's what that's the best thing you could do. Honestly, that's what we probably would have to.
Have you seen this thing with Greg Doyle from yesterday?
So weird.
So Greg Doyle, who spells his name with two G's, he is an indie star columnist.
Three G's. Every Greg spells it with.
That's right. The first G and then there's two other G's.
Yes.
Right. He made things weird for Caitlin Clark. So Caitlin Clark is there having her press conference as a member of the Indiana Fever. And Greg Doyle stands up to ask his question. Except when he stands up to ask his question, he doesn't say anything. He just makes a little heart image with his hands.
Right.
That Caitlin Clark is known to do when she's on the basketball court.
By the way, I mean, yes, she's known for that. Lots of people make that sign, but she's making it as a gesture towards her family.
Okay, whatever.
It's like her sign that she does. It's like when Jeff Hornacek used to rub his cheek as he would shoot a free throw to let his kids know he was waving at them on the big screen there.
My health teacher went to prom with Jeff Hornacek.
Really?
Yes. That was her claim to fame. Went to prom with Jeff Hornacek. The ironic part is she looked like Jeff Hornacek in a wig. Thank God they didn't stay together. They would have the ugliest kids in the world.
You love yourself, I guess.
Right. She just was like, I don't know why I'm attracted to you. And he goes, I don't know why I'm attracted to you, but we just have something.
You know, so they're passing the microphone around and it's Greg Doyle's turn. And instead of saying, hi, Greg Doyle, Indianapolis Star, and then start his question like a normal person, he puts the microphone down and he does his little heart thing with the hands.
Right.
Caitlin Clark is the first one to speak. She says, you like that? And then Greg Doyle says, I like that you're here.
Uh-huh.
And then Caitlin says, and I could play the audio, but can I tell you something? My creepy rendition of this, much better. Caitlin Clark says, yeah, I do that at my family after every game. Greg Doyle says, start doing it to me and we'll get along just fine.
What in the world, dude? And now again,
he's a peeping Tom.
And then he mounted a horse.
Listen, if you hear the audio, you hear him giving it. He's saying that in a way that's like, yeah, I'm kind of the big wig columnist around here. So if you and I get along, that'll be great for you. You know, and she's one of those rare stars where coming into the arena that she's entering now as a rookie in the professional league, she is not going to probably put up with a lot of the stuff that the other rookies have to. And I don't mean just in the WNBA. I mean in all of sports, right? She's more like, and I'm not trying to make unfair comparisons, she's more like how LeBron came into a sport, where the minute LeBron came in, Chosen One was out there. He was interviewed in high school. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Everyone knew the stakes with this guy when he got to the NBA. And there were probably some reporters very quickly who learned, hey, that's not going to fly with this rookie. That's not okay. You don't talk to the rookie like that, right? Greg Doyle may think he's a big deal there in Indiana. I know he has written columns there for years and has been a big part of that. But reality is, Caitlin Clark could easily look at anyone on that staff and go, who's this guy? I don't like him. I don't want to talk to him. And he would never talk to her again.
Now, he went on, you know, social media and apologized and said I was trying to be folksy and, you know, it didn't come out the right way. I apologize. I'll be better. And I don't think he was trying to be mean-spirited.
I don't think he was either.
He was completely tone-deaf about the situation.
You should watch the rest of that interview too, or that media availability, because then after that one got a lot of attention. And then after that, because at the moment, that moment happened, he asked his question, she answered it, whatever. And then he moved on at a different time. He asked the coach, because, you know, the coach is there too, asked her about, you know, what it's going to be like to coach Caitlin Clark. But the way he phrased it was, whoa, you've got that. What are you going to do?
Look
at her. What are you going to do with that when you get that on the court?
And people
are just like, what do you mean that? Like, what? I understand that there's this whole aura around Caitlin Clark, but there's nothing wrong with treating her somewhat like a human as well and just saying, Caitlin Clark's on your team. That seems like it's going to be pretty good. How do you plan to implement Caitlin Clark on your roster? What role do you think she'll play? Instead, he's got to be the soundbite guy. It's almost like he thinks that press conference is for him mm-hmm. as much as it is for the people sitting at the table. And that annoys me to no end when you watch press conferences.
He's a columnist. He doesn't have to go.
No, he doesn't have to go.
You know, he's not a beat reporter.
Oh, he was completely going like over the moon for this. I looked back through his Twitter through yesterday and the tweets before this press conference. He had three or four pictures where he's like, here's where I'm posted up to watch history happen. I've got the perfect vantage point. I'm going to bring it all to you from this spot. And
wow.
It's just,
all right.
What, you're not, again,
I'm wearing a trench coat with nothing underneath.
I think she's one of the greatest stars we've seen in sports through college. Obviously, we got to see what she does in the pros. She has a massive appeal that's going to raise the profile of the WNBA yet again. That's awesome. He's talking about it like he's at the moon landing and you didn't know the moon landing was happening until today. He thinks it's about him. Guys like this, it's not just that guy. They tend to think this is about me interacting with that person. This is a big, like, not a boxing match, but this is a big show for everyone to get to see Doyle talking to Clark. No, it's not. No one outside of Indy even knows who you are. Most of those people in Indy don't care if you ask a question or not. It's about Caitlin Clark answering questions. It's about fans wanting to know about the new star. That's what it's always been about. Whether it's LeBron, Caitlin Clark, or some guy who's just getting a 10-day contract in the NBA, it's always about the players, not about these reporters that think they're more important than the sport.
Do you have too much money? If so, T-Bone will help you lose it coming up next.
Guaranteed.
Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident blocking the center lane on westbound 70 on the east side between Kelton Avenue and I-70. And there's a 10-minute slowdown on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Gender Road. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last, like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding. They have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing harder than common man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
Degenerate T-Bone coming up in mere moments. T-Bone will help you lose money. I just saw this on the burner phone from Paul Keels' handkerchief.
Okay. That's a good name.
He says, my Savannah banana hammocks.
A-hole.
Thank you.
What are the chances we could get a Man and Bone remote from the Chain Fest this December?
Okay.
Chefs from chain restaurants making gourmet versions of their most popular dishes. Does such a thing exist?
I've never heard of this, but
I've never heard of it either.
I would love to go to that.
I want to live there.
What? Also, if you can, I mean, again, I know why you can't make a gourmet version of your dish and then put it at McDonald's because you got to make 100 of them an hour, but I would like it if you could make it as good as you can. So make it as close to that, I guess. But sure, I want to try this. I want to go.
Chain Fest. If anybody knows anything about this.
Is this? I've never heard of it.
If it's real.
Where do we go?
Tell me where it is. Yeah. Tell me when it's done.
Let's go to Chain Fest. I didn't know if it was like chain smokers just sitting around, you know, burning heaters. I didn't know what this was.
It's actually the all the referees, the side judges and stuff.
The chain gangs.
Moving the chains. The chain gang. Degenerate T-Bone, hit it.
Common Man and T-Bones. Degenerate.
Red T-Bone.
Dan Red T-Bone.
T-Bone's Picks for the Weekend.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Choose between virtual or in-person appointments at 200-plus care sites, providing the finest care anywhere. OhioHealth.com/finest care.
Bone. Well, man, let's take a look at the Crew. They are taking on the Portland Timbers Saturday night, Lower.com Field. They will be hosting that game. It is the 14th meeting all time between these two MLS teams. And I found some interesting notes from Grant Miller over at MassiveReport.com. Let him live. Good site. I may have one time long ago written for that site. Anyway, since Portland entered MLS in 2011, the Crew are just 3-3-7 against the Timbers. That's a little surprising. And obviously some of those games were on the West Coast. Some of them were here. But in general, that's not great, given that when they've played Seattle, they've had a much better record. Even though Seattle, they also have to travel out there sometimes, and that can cause, you know, unfavorable things. They've not had nearly as bad a record against one of the other teams there on the West Coast in MLS in that Cascadia area. So I'm not sure why that is. The Timbers, I don't think, are that good this year, and I do think the Crew are the better team top to bottom. It's got to be nice for the Crew to finally have some quote-unquote rest, you know, where they had a few days in this week where they've been able to kind of recuperate after just having that game against our Real Salt Lake. Now they've had a week to kind of recover. Next Tuesday, have a big game again against Monterey. So how do they manage this? Well, the books are kind of looking like this for the Crew. They are favored to win. They're minus 172 to get the dub at home. However, Portland is plus 400. So like 4-1, if they were to win, you get some pretty good odds there if they pull it off. And a tie even is 3-1 odds. So the bookmakers seem to think the Crew are going to win this game at home, which makes a lot of sense. I think it's reasonable to just look at the two teams on paper and say, Crew, get it done. But like I said, this series has been weird. So if you wanted to either pay for a win or even pay for a win, you could put a few bucks on Portland winning and a few bucks on a draw, and you may end up either way making no money because the Crew are just better. But if that's how bad you want the Crew to win, you take it and enjoy that. You enjoy paying for the win. If you think, you know, hey, they might lose this game or tie or whatever, put a few bucks on it. You might make more than what you think. If you're a big Crew fan, that might be the way to go. I still think the Crew get it done, but it's one that you could look at for the odds. Maybe an upset's at play here because of the fact that it's just been so weird in this series, and you can't always predict how it's going to go. Now, looking ahead to what we were just talking about, her, Caitlin Clark, she had her big press conference, the WNBA draft. How has that affected the lines? Well, I'm going to give you a bunch of lines you can look at for the upcoming WNBA season. It starts in less than a month. I think May 15th or right around there is the start of the season. Here's some props that I think are not bad ideas to take a look at. Caitlin Clark will be playing for the Indiana Fever. You can find odds on her leading the Fever in scoring this year. Seen them at minus 280. So, I mean, they're pretty, a lot of people assuming that that's what's going to happen.
I mean, they were, I assume because they had the number one pick, they were the worst team in the league.
They're one of the worst. Yeah, they won it in the lottery. But yeah, I mean, they were not a great team last year. But then also you've got 2024 regular season basket. Her first one being a three-pointer is minus 140. Averaging 22-plus points per game in 2024 in a minimum of 28 games, that is minus 135. Again, these are not pluses. These are minuses. So you're talking about you have to you get less than you bet if this happens. They expect this to happen for her.
Are there odds on Greg Doyle running from press row onto the court and molesting her in
no,
some way?
No, I don't think so. 130-plus made three-pointers in 2024 regular season. WNBA's regular season is 40 games. So if you figure she gets on average, four three-pointers a game, that's 160. So if she misses some games or has a couple nights that where she's not that great, 130, the odds for that are minus 110. I would take a look at that one. Now, ones that I would fade for her, three or more triple-doubles in 2024 in the regular season, I think that's kind of unlikely. The defense in the WNBA, she'll get some threes for sure. She's going to be able to score. But being able to get rebounds and assists, that is where I do not expect her to have a lot of success early on in her career. She may over time, not in her first season. Record one-plus made three-pointer in every 2024 regular season game of a minimum of 28 games. That's plus 340. That one's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
She has to play 28 games for that one to hit. And if she's in a game, I assume she's going to hit a three. Now, the ones that are pretty long shots, 10-plus made threes in any 2024 regular season game, that is 14-1 odds. She's not good. I don't think she's going to get 10 three-pointers in one game. But if you think she could, that's a nice little bet. And the record point total in a WNBA game is 53 points. Two players have done it, one of which is current reigning MVP, Asia Wilson. The odds for her to do that this year, to tie or break that record, is 31-1 odds. So not likely. And I don't think that she should have that expectation on her right off the bat.
Bone, do you know what's coming up next?
What is coming up next? I don't.
I just, my headphones just went out.
Oh, well, you unplugged it. How'd you, how did you unplug your hair?
I accidentally kicked the cord out.
Oh, look at you. What's coming up next?
I'm ready now.
What's coming up next?
Fat Boy Food Tap?
Yeah.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some stop-and-go traffic causing a 10-minute delay on northbound 270 on the East Outer Belt between 33 and I-70. And watch for a disabled vehicle that is blocking the right lane on southbound 71 on the north side at Main Street. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Why make things harder than they need to be? There's a better way to save time and money. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on the Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Teddy?
Yeah.
This ain't one of them.
No, it's not been terrible, though.
No, I didn't say it was.
Well, yeah.
First of all, thank you for the compliment, but
it's nice.
This ain't one of them.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll take that, Ted. As
Paul Keels just said, this ain't one of them, too, as he walked out.
He did, actually, yeah.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready. I got something for you that's going to make you mad.
Okay,
I got something that's going to make you mad.
All right, make me mad. That's fine.
Because, again, it's a global fast food entity founded and developed here, not giving the Americans what we deserve. And that brings us to Fat Boy Food Tap.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip. This is dumb. I quit.
All right. So you know that my thought about Popeyes, right?
That it's awesome?
That it's awesome. And even when it's bad or when the order's wrong, which is 95% of the time, I still usually walk away with a smile on my face because it's just so damn good.
And sometimes the order's wrong in your favor. And you just got to roll with those punches.
That's true. Although, nothing will ever beat the time that I ordered a chicken sandwich and I got it with no chicken. It was just a bun with sauce and pickles. Nothing will beat that. Anyway, Teddy's a big fan of the Popeyes as well.
Oh, he loves it.
Well,
love it.
The Popeyes UK has decided to give the people what they want, because I guess a thing in the UK was people were going, they were ordering a chicken sandwich, and they were ordering another chicken breast to go along with it to put on top of the sandwich. They wanted a double chicken breast sandwich.
I gotta tell you, I mean, you and I are both pretty hefty fast food eaters. It's never crossed my mind to order an extra patty to throw onto the chicken sandwich. I would order two chicken sandwiches if that was that hungry, but
no, they ordered another patty. So Popeye said, you know what, we're gonna cut out the middleman here. We're just gonna have a new sandwich. It's called the double stack sandwich. It's two chicken breasts on top of each other. Your choice of regular or spicy. We'll put the spicy mayo on it.
Yeah.
We'll do the pickles and the brioche bun. $7.99.
Oh, yeah.
7 pounds.
Well, whatever.
99 pence.
Yeah.
So whatever that would equal to. Maybe $12, $11? I don't know.
I don't know.
But that's a lot of meat, man.
That is. That's a... I know it's not quite the same as when KFC had the double down, I want to say, which was where it was... The sandwich did not involve buns.
There was no bun.
Right. That was just two big chicken patties.
KFC did not go far enough with the double down.
Yeah.
What it should have been is you can have your two big chicken pieces, but then it was like two little flaccid strips of bacon.
No,
get the hell out of here.
Have, Yeah.
You got to have a mountain of bacon on
that
thing.
Should have had one of those, like, take deep-fried cheese and then lattice work the bacon over it and then bake that, and that's what's in the center of that thing.
See,
that's
now,
what you should have done.
Now you're talking. Have you ever had bacon latticed meatloaf?
Yes. It's
amazing. Wonderful.
Yeah.
They should do that with the Double Down sandwich.
Yeah, they should. You know what? Also, let's have some fast food meatloaf. It can't be, right? I mean, we're already making a lot of processed foods. That's a process. Process some meatloaf for me.
How about this? How about this? We're already going to start a restaurant chain, you and me.
Yeah.
Called Wang.
We've been talking about it for probably a decade
wings.
Now. Yeah.
Bone in, bone out, all chicken wings. It's called Wang.
Mm-hmm.
We also have in our mind China Changa.
Yep.
Which is chimichangas, but with Chinese food ingredients.
Yep, that's exactly it. Wrap it in a tortilla, deep fry it, put the sauce on it, yes.
How about this? How about we got a place called Pinch Me a Loaf? And it's all meatloaf. Meatloaf
yeah,
sandwiches,
right. Yeah.
Like griddled meatloaf sandwiches. We can have turkey meatloaf if you want to. Asian-inspired barbecue sauce meatloaf.
I love it, yes.
Pinch my loaf.
I don't know if I'd go pinch my loaf, but definitely something with a loaf. Yeah, I like that a lot. That's almost as good as the time I had the idea for Phuket ice cream, which is the Thai ice cream. Have you seen that where it's
yes,
a frozen
told
disc?
Yes, you about it. You wanted to open up your own franchise.
I was on this before anybody was doing rolled ice cream. I wanted it, and now all these places exist, and I'm glad they do. It's delicious.
There's only two things you didn't have.
The money and
money
the
or experience.
Motivation.
Yes, right.
Expertise,
those things.
All those little just minor details. Now, Mike, I am not someone who turns up my nose at really any pizza. I may like certain styles and certain brands other than others, more than others. But I'm pretty good with the big chains, almost all of them. Domino's is one that we rock with in the Bone household. So
it's a solid chain pizza. I don't have a problem with it.
Well, you know what I like about it? They do the app, and they have a coupon every single time that's $6.99. Any of these items, as many of them as you want. So, like, medium pizzas are on there, subs are on there, chicken, breads, all that stuff, $6.99. So we get whatever the family's in the mood for, two or three of those, feeds the whole family, it's not too bad. Now, Domino's has introduced something. They're getting rid of their Brooklyn-style pizza, which I've actually had a few times. If you're not familiar with Brooklyn-style pizza, it's hand-stretched, thin crust, like you'd get at, you know, if you were in Brooklyn.
Or at the place in the mall.
Well, yeah, it's more like Sbarro, right?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. It's fine. But again, if you're getting it and it's $7 or $8 and you get that big floppy slice with Domino's toppings, Domino's sauce, Domino's cheese, but it's hand-stretched, thin crust, big slices, and they've said, you know what, Brooklyn-style pizza, to hell with that.
Oh, no.
Forget it ever existed.
It's gone.
Taking it away.
Burned.
Yeah. They are replacing it, though, with something else.
What?
New York-style pizza, which will feature hand-stretched thin crust cut into six big foldable slices with mozzarella and provolone, just like the other one had. However, the difference is, and buckle in, sit down if you're standing up, they only offered the Brooklyn-style pizza in the large and extra-large size. The New York-style pizza, which is totally different, will be in a medium size as well as large and extra large.
You know what this is?
Thank goodness we did that.
This is like a marketing person doing research. And they found that New York had a better Q score than Brooklyn.
People don't know what Brooklyn pizza is. They're going to freak out. They have no idea what Brooklyn pizza is. New York pizza, they know. They have no idea what Brooklyn is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. Anyway, if you like that and you go to Domino's and it's like, they got rid of Brooklyn style pizza, it's the same stuff. And in fact, probably in a year or two, they'll go back to saying, you know, people, they didn't really identify with New York style pizza. They want a borough. Staten Island pizza, baby. Yeah. I don't know.
This Staten is Island pizza?
Sure. So stupid. I don't know why they did that.
You know, the NCAA has approved new transfer rules. A new transfer rule will allow all undergraduate athletes to transfer and play immediately if they meet specific academic requirements. The decision isn't final until the meetings end today. Did they end today?
Presumably, then it's good.
And then the rule still needs to be formally approved by the NCAA's executive board on Monday, but that is expected just to be a formality. The rule will provide immediate eligibility to any athlete who is transferred during the 2023-2024 academic year, including the football players who entered the transfer portal Tuesday and during this window, as long as they are academically eligible and meeting progress towards degree requirements at their new school.
I'm sure there is one, and I'm sure I should know what the difference is. What was the holdup prior to this? Because, oh, is this because they had changed the rule and then they got sued?
Remember that? Like West Virginia, right?
Yeah, because or Virginia, one of the two. Yeah, they had set a rule saying, okay, transfers, we're not letting you just be immediately eligible. And then a lawsuit came in from a couple different states. They got it into court.
Well,
it got an injunction.
The U.S. Department of Justice,
right,
joined the lawsuit.
They all said, this is no good, NCAA. You can't do this. But until the court case is settled, we're going to file an injunction. So now the NCAA has said, you know what? Changing the rule back to what you guys all said, and we'll just do that. So once again, this seems like the NCAA, to my, you know, untrained legal eye, walked into a courtroom, was promptly handed their ass, and then walked out going, thanks for that, guys. We'll do exactly what you said. So where is their power? What is the power the NCAA has at this point? I don't know. It's definitely not there. Mike, I got a question for you.
You want to talk about the double chicken sandwich again?
No, I did. I did want to. You bring that up, it reminded me of something I was going to ask you while we were talking about that.
What?
Have you tried the chizza that KFC has?
No, I'm aware of it.
It's the chicken patty that's covered with pizza toppings, and then you can eat it. It's basically like a, you know, what am I blanking on?
What's chicken parm.
Chicken parm, yes. It's like that, but they put pepperoni on it, I guess. That's the difference. I keep seeing the signs for it. I keep thinking, I've got to go try that, and I never do. And I feel bad as a guy who does a Fat Boy food tee-up every day, that I've not yet reviewed that, but I'm going to try.
I would like to tell you, by the way, people that keep asking me, like, how's the $13 Rao's frozen pizza? I have not eaten it yet.
You saw that in the freezer?
It's still in the freezer. I'll get to it.
When are you going to get to it?
I don't know. I just opened the freezer. I'm disgusted by it. I'm disgusted with myself for buying it.
Why?
Because it was $13 frozen pizza. It's ridiculous.
What are you talking about? You brought in a $100 cheesecake. In
I understand, but can I tell you something? That was, first of all, it's key lime pie, and that was shipped to me from a restaurant in Miami. This is in the mire. I'm paying $13 for a frozen pizza.
But it's Rao's.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Restaurant.
It's Rao's. It's an old woman making it. No.
Yeah, but if you eat it, maybe you're looking at it and you're like disgusted by it.
I'm going
maybe
to you, get to it.
Maybe you eat it and it's awful, and then you can come on here and rip
them. I'm going to do it. But here's what I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
Wendy's is doing all this advertising for this Cinnabon thing that they have.
The Delight. Yeah.
Right. And they're always like, hey, eat your breakfast and blah, blah, blah. And so I thought this was only available at breakfast.
Oh.
It's bad marketing. I'm telling you. Because if you go to Wendy's, the sign says available all day.
I didn't know you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I've dropped the ball because I've actually had that for lunch.
Why didn't you tell us?
Not for lunch, with lunch.
I assumed you had it for lunch.
My lunch, and then I saw it was available. It was right there on the sign. And I said, you know what? Can I get that Cinnabon thing? And they said, sure can. And so I added that on, and that was a meal. Let me tell you.
Was it good?
Yes.
What are they charging for it?
I think it's like $3, $3.50, something like that. But what it is if you've ever had those, you know, if you ever had like any type of cinnamon bread type of product, it is definitely not the centers of like a Cinnabon roll. It's not like they just took those out. It's like... trying to think of a good, almost like how Auntie Anne's would have like those cinnamon pretzels. It's that kind of bread.
Okay.
And then that, but it's obviously not a pretzel, but it's that size of those little pretzel fingers. And then that all in a bowl covered with icing. And then it's got cinnamon and sugar on it. So it has the Cinnabon flavors. It has that little Cinnabon icing to it. It's good. I mean, it doesn't replace a real Cinnabon for me, but if you don't have one of those nearby, this is a great option.
We need Cinnabons with windows.
We
do. Drive-through windows.
Yeah, I'm with you. Why did we have to have those walking through a mall?
I don't know.
That's a bad idea by them. It should have been drive-throughs.
Baseball is the number one sport for weird injuries, and I'm going to share another one with you coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got stop-and-go traffic causing a five-minute delay on westbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and Neal Avenue. And if you're traveling eastbound 70 on the east side between 33 and Bryce Road, expect a 10-minute slowdown. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Why make things harder than they need to be? There's a better way to save time and money. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Bone?
Yes, man.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health.
All right.
Are we low T today or ED? I forgot.
We're low T.
Low T. Yeah. You know the symptoms of low T? Decrease in libido, putting on weight, less productivity at the gym, just not knowing where the gym is like me. Maybe you sleep poorly, you're sad or depressed. Well, this could be the sign that you have low T. I want you to go to their website, tristatemenshealth.com. Take the low T quiz. It's a simple 10-question quiz, yes or no answers. I'm stupid. I did it. It takes 2 minutes. Schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health. They will do your lab work and have your results ready within 30 minutes. The cost of the appointment is only $99, which includes the medical consult, T, and PSA test. If you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call them, 800-900-9654, or go to that website I told you about, tristatemenshealth.com. Baseball injuries. There's weird ones every single year. No one gets hurt like baseball players. That includes Pirates catcher Joey Bart.
All right. Before you get going on that, just want you to know, after you tell this story, whatever this injury is, I have one that's worse and weirder than whatever you're about to say. So just...
Okay. All right. Well, prepare yourself. Why do you have to steal my thunder anyway? Well,
I'm just telling you. I saw this a few minutes ago, and after you tell this story, I have one that is even worse.
All right. So Joey Bart was in the bullpen a couple days ago during batting practice. He's just walking around, minding his own business. Somebody hits a home run in batting practice. The ball hits him right in the head.
Oh, yeah.
As he's just walking around.
That's no good.
He's woozy. He's concussed. And so he's missed the last three games because he got hit in the head with a baseball during batting practice when he was fooling around.
That is something that I'm surprised does not happen more often. Not like hitting someone in the bullpen, but just in general, like when you watch spring training or anytime you see guys taking cuts in BP, there's a lot of baseballs just flying around.
Well, I'm not done yet. There's more to the injury.
Oh, okay.
Then a fat White Sox fan took a rifle out of her fat folds and shot him in the groin.
Oh, don't do that. Well, but it was something that happened. Yes, it happened inside the stadium, but we weren't sure where the gun is, so let's keep the game going regardless.
That's right. All right, now tell me your thing.
Well, this one, I don't mean to one-up you, but this is worse. And I'm putting this out there as a public service announcement for anybody who uses compressed air, I guess. A 24-year-old man in Bengaluru, India, whose name is Yogesh, died on March 25th of massive intestinal damage. He and his friend, Murali, were working at a motorbike service center. So they worked on motorcycles. They finished up washing and drying the vehicle of Yogesh, the victim. And then they started like goofing around. You know, horseplay ensued, according to the Times of India. Mm-hmm. They had like a compressed air hose with a big dryer wand on the end of it. This is used to clean. Once you've washed off the bike, you want to get some of the water just blasted out of the crevices of the motorcycle engine, that kind of stuff, to make sure it doesn't just sit in there, cause rust. So it needs to be very powerful, but it's also got to have a thin little wand. Well, the dryer's wand, despite not being close to Yogesh, apparently was aimed near or towards his bottom half.
Oh, no.
The blast of air entered his body.
Well, hold on a second now.
Yeah.
First of all, how is it not close? Well, was he naked from the waist down, too?
No, they said it wasn't like, he didn't accidentally have... Then like, whoops, and then he fell on it and this happened. This was something where his friend was just like shooting this compressed air at him and apparently hit this so hard that it went enough that it went right at the right angle. Everything went right up Main Street.
Okay.
Or however you want to look at that. He was rushed to the hospital because he collapsed immediately.
Oh, my God.
Doctors found that his colon had exploded from the compressed air. Yeah. And you can't come back from that one. So
he died?
A man died. That was the first thing I said.
I call BS on this. They were clearly doing more than just, oh, I just pointed it in this direction. Yoshef had his pants off. The other guy was doing something to him with this hose. There's no way that you just have a ruptured colon from standing in the vicinity of this hose. I'm sorry.
There is just enough of a breathing room for coincidence, isn't there? Like, it could be that happened.
No, I agree with Aaron Rodgers. There's no such thing as coincidence.
Well, I don't know if you heard our last segment. Teddy and I were talking about this where I said, that's why I can't go along with Aaron Rodgers. Did you hear what happened after you walked out of the studio here?
No.
We just spent the last segment talking about Wendy's and the Cinnabon.
Yeah.
You brought that up. I didn't know you were going to bring that up. Ted, did you know he was going to bring up the Wendy's Cinnabon thing?
No idea.
No idea. The traffic hits. You walk out the door. The very next ad is Wendy's Cinnabon Delights. They're now all day, blah, blah, blah. And it was like exactly what we had just been talking about. And I'm sure people listen to that and are like, you guys planned that.
No, I didn't plan anything.
Right. Just like Yogesh didn't plan to have compressed air shot up his you-know-what and have his intestine explode.
I'm sorry. I mean, this stuff's used in shops all over the place. Wouldn't people just be dropping dead of bursted colons?
How many people are shooting at it? Well, you know what? Everybody's doing that, of course.
Come on, man.
Everyone's doing that. If we had it in here, we would have been shooting
absolutely
at each other's legs right now.
I'd have Tim bent over right here. Why wouldn't you?
Time for your air cannon enema. You know, I'm just gonna... Hello? Just shoot the Blue Jackets air cannon. We're done with the actual cannon. It's time for the air cannon. Yeah, so
I don't believe that.
Well, okay, I'm just telling you, they had pants off.
They were doing things. They just don't want to admit it.
Could be. Maybe they didn't. Maybe again,
he doesn't want to be charged with murder either. The one who survived.
Well, he was arrested for culpable homicide. So whatever that is, I guess they're saying
doesn't sound good.
Well, it sounds like you're going to jail. Yeah,
in India.
Well, the point here is the guy who. We're getting this story from the person who was alive at the time they arrived at the hospital.
Yeah, that's what I said, I think.
So that guy's like, what? Stick it up? No, I didn't do anything. We were not even close. I was actually on the other side of the room. Yeah.
And I just happened to, you know, put it in his general vicinity and he just dropped dead.
Exactly.
I don't know what happened.
I have no idea how this happened.
This has got Indian Keith Morrison written all over it.
So then you had the compressed air gun. You liked that, didn't you? You enjoyed that. You guys played with that?
I was on the other side of the room.
Oh.
No, I swear. I certainly didn't have him bent over and our clothes weren't off.
But we found that he did have him bent over and his clothes turned off. Clothes turned off? Clothes taken off. I don't know what I'm doing. Sorry. I ruined the whole thing.
All right, but you buried the lead.
Can you please shoot compressed air?
You buried the lead.
What?
What happened to the motorcycle? Did they clean all the crevices?
Well, they may have until someone's intestines exploded. They may have to go back and re-detail it.
You know that someone's bike. Does he show up at the shop and say, can I have my bike now or is this evidence? Sorry, the police have seized your bike.
You're never going to believe why we can't give you your bike back, right?
Why?
Like you have that.
Well, I mean, Yoshesh was bent over the handlebars and just died when he had some air shot up his hoo-ha.
Mm-hmm. They were reenacting an old, I can't even think of a dirt bike rider. Jeremy McGrath, I think, was a dirt bike guy back in the day. Sure, that's right. I don't know.
Mark McGrath.
Right. Okay.
I just want to fly.
Put your arms around me, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not...
Sunday Morning's a different one.
Yeah, but I was thinking of Crazy Town, Butterfly.
No, nope, that's not them.
Right.
That's a different band entirely.
Mm-hmm. A crappy one. I think... Sharon Osbourne, no likey.
Crazy Town?
Yeah, because because of that song, they got on to Ozfest one year, and they were like the worst. They couldn't play. They were like drunk all the time, and she was just, Ozzy, we've got to kick them off. They suck. And she just hated their guts. She wanted to murder
That's like a bad version of my queen is what that is.
I'm sorry.
Actually, what's your British royal that you were going to do?
I do have a Harry Kane thing.
You named her, though. You had it. We were going to.
Oh, that was God.
Was it Duchess Kumquat?
Duchess Kumquat, yeah.
Yeah, we have to do that.
Well, not now.
Not now, but
the moment's gone.
I know.
I'll bring up Duchess Kumquat at some point.
Teddy?
This ain't one of them?
Yes.
Oh.
This ain't one of them.
Oh, no.
But maybe if I bend over and you really get some air in there, we're going to make a memory. That's going to be show number 4. That'll be halfway decent.
All right.
Name That Hole. Coming up next, well, Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane on southbound 71 on the north side at Main Street. And we have a 15-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between 33 and Bryce Road. This report is sponsored by Zeebart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Zeebart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Zeebart undercoating, Rhino lining spray on bedliners, and Zeebart window tint. Zeebart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone present Name That Hole.
All right, it's very simple. You send us stories. We determine if there's a hole involved. Okay? This is from the burner phone.
Okay.
Maybe this is a whole story. I read it. It is. Also had to replace my wife's wedding rings with bigger ones, but for a different reason than you. More than 10 years ago now, my wife and I were arguing in the car. She was driving. I said, F it. Let's get divorced. Give me your rings. She obliged.
Okay.
And then I threw them out the window of the moving car.
Oh, my.
She gasped, obviously, but kept driving until I came to my senses and 500 feet or so down the road, I told her to turn around and get them. It wasn't more than a minute or so. We looked for hours, but they were gone.
Oh, my.
The next week was pretty hellish, to say the least. I contend it's her fault, so she's the hole. I was irate and was clearly not going to do anything rational with them. But it's not like I was going to cut her finger off to get them. She should have refused to give them to me.
Okay.
Dude, you threw them out the window.
Okay.
She's not a hole. You're a hole.
You're a hole. Yeah. Like, it's not up to the person in the relationship that you're with to go, well, she should have known that I'm an a-hole. No. Like, she's hoping that you're not. She's trying to give you the benefit of the doubt. She gave you the rings going, all right, this MF-er is saying he wants a divorce. I'm going to call his bluff. And then you went and did what you did instead of just realizing, all right, she's not backing down either. I need to just chill out.
All right, for her, I say no hole.
No hole.
For him, I say B-hole.
B-hole.
Any objections?
B-hole at least, yeah.
Teddy? The only thing I would say is I don't know what she was arguing about. She could have been like an A-hole in the conversation they were having. We don't know what was going on.
I can't judge that.
Yeah, we can't judge that. But as far as the rings being tossed out, yeah, he's way up. He's major hole.
Her just giving you the ring and saying, go ahead and do it. Like, that is not being an a-hole. That is her probably calling. You asked to do it.
Yes.
She said, fine, let's see if you'll actually do it, and called your bluff. And then you did it. So, yeah.
All right, this one's from Evan. He says, my Espana McDonald's cravers.
A-hole.
Had a situation a few weeks back at a Culver's. Me and a couple buddies went inside the store to get concrete mixers because the line was so long. Inside, a line started to build because they only had one register open and the staff was training a new guy at the register. He was doing a good job, but as you would expect, the line got a little backed up. A man in line behind us looked at the people behind him and said, hey, hold my spot. He proceeds to walk up to who I assumed was the manager and ask her sarcastically and in a pissed off tone, You realize there's a huge line and you've only got one register open, right? The manager calmly explained the staffing situation and said she was sorry and that they were doing the best they could. The man shrugged her off and went back to his spot in line. When it was his turn to order, he rattled off 10 items in a matter of seconds to the guy who was being trained at the register and then just walked away without slowing down his order or repeating what he said. I think he's a borderline b-hole for sure. What do you guys think?
Definitely a-hole.
Yeah, I don't know if I go B. I understand his frustration.
Yeah, but the other part of that is you stuck around and waited. Like, if you walked in, saw all that going on and said, well, I still want this food. Okay, I mean, then you've said, I understand the stakes now, and I'm going to opt into this situation. If you didn't immediately turn around and go, no, I'm not waiting this long, I don't want to deal with this headache, I'll go somewhere else. Well, yeah, the staffing situation sucks, but I think that guy's at least an a-hole.
I'll say a-hole, Teddy.
I agree.
Okay. A-hole.
I went to the Johnstown McDonald's a few mornings ago and ordered a number one with a Coke. When I got to the window, I realized I forgot my wallet.
When I told
the old woman at the window this, she just slammed it shut on me as I was apologizing for forgetting my wallet. Am I the hole for forgetting my wallet, or is she the hole for just slamming the window shut?
We need to have definitions of, like, what is bad behavior? Being a human and forgetting something, unless, like, you know, if it's...
Well, he said he was apologizing. I'm so sorry. I feel so stupid.
It's not like your spouse's birthday and you forgot it 5 years in a row. That would be a-hole territory. But if you just forgot one day, you left the house and didn't have your wallet and didn't realize it until you had to pay for something.
That's a mistake. I'm going to say no hole on the guy.
No hole.
And I know the fast food world is tough. I'm going to say, though, maybe don't just say, oh, all right, well, thanks for letting me know, and then shut the window. You know, maybe don't slam it and not respond to the guy who's in the middle of a sentence.
It's not like you're working on commission.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
But just be nice. You could just say, hey, sorry.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like, oh, wow, now you've ruined my whole day.
It's one less thing you have to make.
The worker doesn't care.
Right. I would think that's, I would
say. She's an a-hole.
A-hole.
Letting it slam.
Yes.
A-hole. Yeah.
What, you have anything?
I've got this, just a small one from Big Billy, who says, my guys, I believe.
B-hole.
Said, I believe our kids play each other in soccer this weekend. Am I a hole if I don't say something to you, or a hole if I do? Now, he tweeted me and the account, the station account.
Well, my kid doesn't play soccer, so he's talking to you.
I have two kids playing soccer. I will be at one of the games. I won't be at one of the other ones, so depends on which one it is. We'll find out. But if you come up to me, if you see me at a soccer game, if you see me in public and you know me from the show and you want to come say hi, that is not you being a hole at all. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, that does not make you a hole either. So no, you're not a hole either way for that. If the only thing that would make you a hole is if, like, as we're sitting there, I get a notification on my phone that I have, like, someone tweeting at me, and then I see it's someone who's at the game taking photos of me and then posting them online and being like, look at this a-hole. Then that would maybe make you an a-hole, but that's about it.
I had a guy once. I'm sitting in Loops, and I'm eating my lunch, and I got my phone out, and I'm just scrolling through messages, Twitter, whatever, and I saw I had a little Twitter notification on there, so I just, you know.
Yeah, right, as you do.
Just clicked on it, and I see a picture of myself from the back eating my food.
Right.
And it creeped me the hell out.
Well, just tap us on the shoulder.
And again, so I turned around, and the guy's still there just grinning at me like, ha, ha.
Right. Yeah, that one is
know what to say. So instead you took a picture of me from the back.
Just come. I'll take a full frontal with you. I'll take a picture with you. Yeah,
frontal.
You know it. Let's go. We'll do a selfie. We'll do whatever if that's what you want. Again, none of that has to be done, but if you want to. But yeah, just come up and say hi. That's totally fine.
All right. Thank you. We're all done. We're all done, Teddy.
Is that so?
Oh, who is this?
This is Duchess Kumquat, darling. Where's Lizzie when I want to talk to her? Has she arrived?
Are we really doing this
now? We know Lizzie is often arriving at all times, if you know what I mean, at the station.
Hello, Kumquat.
Have you gotten off the Viggo Mortensen Express, love? Or are you still riding that?
Let me tell you, there's something to be said about acting like a lady. Kumquat has never done it.
Oh, that's not what you said last night. Just kidding. Anyway, I did have this question for you, love.
What do you want?
Do you recall, because I was discussing with a dear friend of mine, years ago when we were approached by Lord Beaverqueef? You remember Lord Beaverqueef? Who had asked us about one of our favorite games we used to play, darling, at the country club. Raunchy adult spackling, if you remember. We got the buckets out and the paddles. Did you remember that time I used to...
I have it on that? Good authority. That Lord... Is it Lord...
Lord Beaverqueef, Lord darling. You know, Liz, we love Lord Beaverqueef. Oh, many a day. Maybe I used to spread that spackle love all over the place.
I can't. That's enough. I can't. Hey, Teddy, this ain't one of them. Jesus. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident blocking the center lane on eastbound 33 at 270 on the west outer belt to watch out for. And we've got an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after 315. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward, like banners, flyers, signs, and catalogs, some even same day. And now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Offer ends 6/1. Visit staples.com/print for details. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hull.
Oh, my Hulls. How are we?
Oh, we're good. How are you?
Good now that you're here.
Good to see you.
I'll tell you, Timmy was on fire today.
Oh, we had.
With the ping pong. Just on fire.
We had some pong, Bone.
He was returning everything, Bone.
I can't believe I didn't go out and watch any of it. Usually I catch at least a few... I don't know, forays back and forth, a little bit of that action.
Little volleys, little rally?
Yeah, I didn't see any of it.
Some of the TV guys actually stopped and watched because they were so enthralled.
We did, yeah, passerbys.
We put a show on.
We're just planting their feet there and watching. It was great.
You know, you and I play for what, a half hour a day?
Maybe not even that long.
Well, yeah. Days like today, Tim was out doing other things. Usually you would get at least 20 minutes before the show. And then in the course of the show, you get another 10, 15 minutes, I would think.
But
if not more.
Can you imagine how wonderful we would be if we devoted like 4 or 5 hours a day?
If we really committed.
Went at it.
Yeah.
I don't know if there is a senior tour for ping pong, but I think you and I would be on it.
Like, I was watching, I thought of this. I was watching the new Roadhouse movie. I just had to. With Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah,
any good? And
Conor McGregor.
Yeah, Conor sucks as an actor, by the way.
I saw some of the
probably
clips.
Probably sucks as a person, too. But
yeah.
I think punching the elderly.
Bad.
Probably.
Not a great look. Yeah. Bad guy forever. Jake Gyllenhaal, that body. My God. I mean, putting Zac Efron, I can't say putting Zac Efron to shame, but on that level, maybe exceeding Zac Efron.
Really?
Level.
Wow.
How many hours a day do you have to work at it to get that look for a role? 4 to 5? Is that ballpark?
You're asking the wrong guy.
2.5 hours morning session, two and a half hour evening session, eating only chicken and greens and whatever he's got to do?
I think when I've read about guys, now again, these are like healthy individuals already because they're actors. I don't know if they're healthy. They're people who are already relatively in shape.
He's had some roles like that. Yes. He's done a boxing movie or whatever, so he knows how to do it.
Yeah, he's like a leading man type guy. He's already in shape. And usually when guys like that get to that level of ripped, they will say it's 4 to 6 hours, and then they have a chef making them meals that make no sense. I'm trying to remember the guy's name.
If we get a coach and we commit, 3 to 5 hours. For pong, yeah. Well, maybe that and pong. We could do both.
No, my body can't get like that.
Wouldn't it be great, though, to see you like that?
No.
Can you imagine? You know what's even greater?
Could you imagine
eating a McChicken and watch yourself in the mirror?
Honestly, I want you to Google up Jake Gyllenhaal in that movie, or just flip it on for 5 minutes, even if you don't want to watch it, and get to a scene where it just shows his midsection.
I got a question for you.
You'll thank me.
Assuming that you would not get caught by your wife.
All right, here we go.
No, seriously, for spending the money.
Right.
All right, she didn't know that the money was gone, and she was not upset with you.
Right.
So you're not thinking about that aspect of it. Jake Gyllenhaal from Roadhouse and Paige Spiranak.
How do I know you're going to say Paige Spiranak?
Get it on in front of you.
Wow.
How much money would you pay?
$1,000? Yeah.
You don't get to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
You're just standing there.
I knew that.
You can make comments, but...
You don't want to be in the room?
You can make comments.
I don't want to be in the room. That'd be awkward.
Well, there's like a sheen that is blocking you.
Oh, there's a sheen, buddy.
Like in one of those sophisticated
Charlie, somebody's there.
You have that screen, right? There's a Charlie Sheen. I believe screen was the word I was looking for.
Sure, okay, screen.
Martin
that would make
Sheen? Martin Charlie Sheen's also there. He's the president.
They're both there. You have to watch Martin Sheen do it. He's involved. And then Charlie Sheen's making comments with
you. Martin Sheen comes in and yells about pharmacy prices.
Charlie Sheen is showing you his Babe Ruth card, or all the winnings that he got from selling it.
Did you ever see Kumail Nanjiani? Speaking of guys who like got in shape for a movie, Kumail Nanjiani, who's like a comedic actor, had been a stand-up comic, done stuff like that. He was in that Marvel Eternals movie, and they got him in ridiculous shape, like Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
I remember because he was on the cover of Men's Health, and in the article or one of the subsequent articles, they asked him about how'd you do it? And he said, no one should ever do this. It's absurd.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
I didn't have to do it to tell you no one should ever do it.
No, he was saying like, I'm glad I got the role and all that. But he said, there's no way a normal human being with a regular job could ever look like this unless you just are genetically blessed that you've always looked like that.
I would pay $5,000 to see either of you get to that level. Like that obscene actor ripped to shreds level.
Not going to happen.
Can I tell you this?
It'd be hilarious. Not even for your looking. It'd just be funny.
I will say, if I got to like the Rock's level of riches, I would spend...
He's too big.
No.
Stop bulking.
Too vascular.
I'm saying... Too much. I would probably do the 2 or 3 hours a day in the gym thing if I had nothing else to do. You know what I mean? Like, if I had...
Is Ryan Reynolds okay, or is that too... Oh, is he too shredded?
If I could get to look like Ryan Reynolds...
As much as I do enjoy talking about well-built men, we do have to move on.
Oh, yeah.
What's coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
2 full hours tonight of breaking down some spring football topics that still are on our minds from Saturday. A Gene pick on the show. Gene Smith spoke for an hour or so as he is ready to transition to not being the athletics director anymore. What was he talking about today? We'll tell you.
Who's hosting with you?
Me and another Tim.
I'm
hosting with myself. It's Tim May, actually. Yeah. Two Tims.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of a put together man's body.
Oh, my God.
Tim May.
He is well put together. Mm-hmm. I saw him in the shower.
The Back Page. The Back Page. With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I like how you morphed into a Maine accent, too, for that.
That was good.
Saw him in the shower.
Yeah. Sad news to report. Allman Brothers Band co-founder and legendary guitarist Dickie Betts has passed away at the age of 80 years old. He is, of course, known for taking over the vocal duties in that band after Dwayne Allman had passed away. But yeah, he's one of the original guys that helped found that band. Of course, changed the face of music, helped kind of invent a genre called Southern Rock. So
I saw him in concert. They were good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't doubt it. Yeah. So a musical legend passed today at the age of 80. They said, surrounded by family, he'd been battling cancer for the last year. So may he rest in peace. A musical legend. There you go.
Buckeye Show.
Okay.
Coming up at the top. Yes. Rest. What do you want to say?
I don't know.
Like, you just set me up. He was
great.
Paige.
What a guy.
Spiranak.
Can we go back to that?
That's all you were thinking about.
Woo!
Buckeye Show's next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's some stop-and-go traffic that's causing a 10-minute slowdown on westbound 670 between 5th Avenue and Neal Avenue. And we've got an accident on the right shoulder causing slowdowns on eastbound 670 at Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by WeBuyAnyCar.com. Before you sell or trade in, find out how much your car is worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com. They make selling your car fast, safe, and fair. Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
This Action Update is brought to you by Tipico. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. NFL draft coming up. The Bengals have the 18th pick in the first round. What do the odds say the position they will draft in the first round? Well, the heavy favorite's offensive line at minus 175. Get it? Heavy favorite? Defensive line or edge is 3-1. Addressing cornerback in the first round, 6-1. Wide receiver plus 750. For your Tipico Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
Talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening. I'm Ryan Baker. Day baseball in Boston this afternoon. The Guardians beat the Red Sox 5-4. Andrés Giménez had two hits and two RBIs to lead the way. Carlos Carrasco got the win. Cleveland back at home tomorrow hosting the A's. The Reds with an off day today. They begin a series with the Angels at Great American Ballpark tomorrow night. The Columbus Clippers continue their series with Buffalo tonight at Huntington Park. First pitch set for 6:15. The NHL regular season comes to a close tonight with six games. The NBA play-in tournament, the Miami Heat hosting the Chicago Bulls at 7. The Heat will be without star Jimmy Butler, who's expected to miss multiple weeks with an MCL injury he suffered in Wednesday's loss to the 76ers. At 9:30, the New Orleans Pelicans host the Sacramento Kings. No Zion Williamson in this one for the Pelicans, as he's out with a hamstring injury suffered against...
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But... we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
One is angry. The other one is bald.
What do you think I mean, bald? Bald! Bald, bald!
Here's Man and Bone.
I want to point something out.
All right.
I, too, would be bald. If I didn't take these pills every single day. I've been taking the Propecia pills, or whatever the generic is called now,
yeah,
for almost 20 years.
It's called amateur Pecia.
Hey. I didn't think about it for a second. Good job. And I'm so terrified that if I stop taking these pills, like my hair will just fall out in one day. All of it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because we were watching last night. I had the NBA games on and ESPN. I'm trying to remember who was... alongside Richard Jefferson.
Richard Jefferson. Yes.
Maybe, I don't remember. It's one of the bald guys that does ESPN broadcasts, whatever. And so Richard Jefferson is obviously shaved head. This guy also shaved head, you know, probably trying to forestall the inevitable. And Melissa's like, wow, man, everybody's just, you know, out here not embracing their baldness. And I'm like, I too shave. Like, I don't let it grow long. I don't have like the, you know, coconut with a Hulu skirt on it. Like, no, I'm not going to do that.
You need a different look. And you can't shave it all the way.
No.
You can't be totally bald. You look like a Klan member.
Thanks.
You would. You would look like a total Klan member if you were totally bald.
I would think you look like a Klan member if you show up with a hood on. Like, that makes you...
Yeah, but don't you just stop
it. What am I supposed to do? I'm bald. Like, I just...
You have that look to you.
A fat white guy. Who's bald.
No, there are other white people who can pull it off. I'm just saying that's not something you could pull off, I don't think.
No, I have like shaved it all the way down. It's too much maintenance. I don't know if people realize that's a lot of shaving. That is,
you gotta do it every day.
Yeah, oh yeah, to get the cue ball look.
Yeah.
Like I have the stubble going and sometimes it gets a little longer than I have to shave it back down, but the cue ball polished dome thing, That's a whole nother level.
Like
of
Stanley
commitment.
Tucci. Stanley Tucci is a white guy, but he can pull off the shaved head look without you looking at Stanley Tucci like, oh, he's going to burn a cross on somebody's lawn.
But you're saying,
I think you're people get the wrong impression.
You would accuse me of it even though you know me and know I would never do something
right.
like that.
I've known you for years.
That's bad.
But I would just yell racist at you and run away.
Well, I'm glad I don't shave my head all the way down then. Is it okay where it is now?
Because well, it's
just
fine
wanna,
now.
Okay, good. I just want to make
just
sure.
Look like every other fat soccer-loving guy.
Good. Right now. I don't want to give off any vibes that are not accurate. So, good.
All right. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.